Okay, so lately it seems like everywhere you turn in Texas, the Christian right is kind of front and center, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a topic that's on everyone's minds these days.
Yeah, you hear about it in the news, you see it playing out in local communities. For this deep dive, we're going to take a closer look at how this all came to be in the Lone Star State.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to try to unpack what's been driving this growing influence.
Exactly. We want to give you a clear and concise picture of the key factors at work here.
So to do that, we're going to be drawing from some really interesting sources.
Yeah.
We've got your extensive notes from March 29th, 2025.
Right.
And we're also bringing in insights from an article in Christian Culture News titled "The Rising Tide: The Growing Influence of the Christian Right in Texas."
Yeah, it's a really insightful piece. Really gets to the heart of this trend.
Yeah, and think of this deep dive as your express lane to getting really well versed in this whole thing.
Exactly. We're going to walk through the history, the legal battles, the elections, the grassroots organizing, all of it.
And by the end of this, you'll have a much deeper understanding of how all of this has shaped the policies we see in Texas today.
Okay, so let's start with the historical roots. You know, where did this movement in Texas really come from?
Well, you know what's interesting is that the rise of the Christian right in Texas wasn't some isolated phenomenon. It really mirrored a national trend that picked up steam in the late 20th century. It was a time of huge social and cultural shifts happening across the U.S., and a lot of this mobilization among evangelical Christians was a reaction to those changes.
Right, and the mid-1970s seemed to be a pivotal point in our sources for when this mobilization really gained traction in Texas.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't just about individual faith anymore. There was this growing sense among the evangelical Christians that they needed to have a say in politics to protect their values, especially when it came to things like education and morality.
Yeah, that's right. It was about translating those values into policy.
Exactly, and that's when we started seeing these organizations popping up in Texas with the specific aim of bringing Christian values into the political sphere.
Yeah, and then you have Ronald Reagan's presidential campaign in the 1980s. That really became a turning point.
Oh, yeah, big time.
His emphasis on traditional values resonated so strongly with Christian voters, and Texas, with its large evangelical population, was no exception.
Yeah, definitely.
This is when we see this powerful fusion of faith and politics really take hold, and the Christian right starts gaining serious influence within the Texas Republican Party.
And it's fascinating to see how, in the wake of Reagan's election, these groups like the Texas Alliance for Life emerged. It
Right.
wasn't just about forming organizations. The Republican Party platform in Texas began to really align with a lot of the Christian rights
Yeah,
priorities.
especially on issues like abortion and what they consider traditional family values.
Exactly. So those early years really laid the groundwork for the influence we're seeing today.
And then we have the legal system, which played a huge role. Court rulings provided a legal basis for a lot of the Christian rights initiatives, especially around religious freedom and family values.
Right. And the fact that Texas courts have often leaned conservative in their interpretations has definitely been a big factor.
Yeah, their efforts have been bolstered by those court decisions.
Our sources highlight this 2011 case, Benedict v. Texas State Board of Education.
Oh, yeah, that was a significant one.
It seems like the court basically said that promoting a Christian viewpoint in public schools didn't automatically violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause.
It did, and that was huge. It sort of changed the playing field when it came to religious expression in public schools.
Right. It gave them this legal justification for something they've been pushing for a long time, you know, seeing their values reflected in education.
Exactly.
And it wasn't limited to state-level decisions. The 2018 Supreme Court case, Masterpiece Cake Shop v. Colorado Civil Rights Commission, even though it was outside Texas, had a ripple effect here.
Oh, definitely. That one had nationwide implications.
The Masterpiece Cake Shop ruling basically strengthened legal protections for businesses claiming religious objections.
Yeah, it did. And that gave the Christian right in Texas a framework to push for similar protections in other areas.
Like wedding services, healthcare situations where someone might refuse service based on their beliefs.
Exactly. It broadened the scope of where religious objections could be applied.
And even lower court rulings like Texas Freedom Network, the Texas Education Agency, played a part in cementing the idea that religious arguments are valid in public policy debates.
It's like they kept building on each legal victory, adding another layer to their argument.
Yeah, so the legal arena has been a major factor in their rise.
No doubt. And alongside that, you have the growing political clout they've been building through electoral victories.
Right, winning elections has given them a direct path to influencing policy.
Absolutely. And we've seen this play out in recent elections where candidates backed by Christian conservative groups won a lot of seats at different levels of government.
And their campaigns often use really effective grassroots organizing within churches and very targeted messaging.
Yeah, they've been really good at mobilizing their base and honing their message around issues that resonate with their supporters.
Things like family values, religious liberty, traditional moral standards.
It's about tapping into those deeply held beliefs and framing policies around them.
And then those electoral wins translate into real policy changes.
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole point, right?
For instance, we've seen a push for more restrictions on abortion access and a bigger emphasis on parental rights and education.
Yeah, those have been longstanding goals for the Christian right, and they've been making progress on those fronts.
Our sources point to recent laws passed in education, healthcare, social services that really reflect those priorities.
And they've been strategic about it, focusing on areas where they can make the biggest impact.
So it's like this cycle, grassroots support helps elect certain candidates, and those officials then work to implement policies that align with the Christian rights agenda.
It's a pretty effective playbook, and it's worked well for them.
And speaking of grassroots, that's another key element of their influence. Local churches act as these hubs for organizing and communication.
Oh, yeah. They're vital to their operations.
They foster a sense of community shared purpose among people who support the movement's goals.
It's a powerful way to build solidarity and mobilize people.
And groups like Texas Values and the Texas Alliance for Life are at the forefront of this grassroots effort.
They're the ones out there advocating for family values and mobilizing supporters through all these community-focused initiatives.
Campaigns, workshops, outreach programs are very active.
They use social media newsletters, local events,
yeah,
anything to reach people and keep them engaged.
And then you have the rallies and public events that they organize.
Those are so important for showing their strength, attracting media attention, and shaping the public conversation.
It's about being visible and vocal about their values.
Exactly. And in today's world, you can't talk about influence without talking about media.
Oh, definitely.
The Christian right in Texas has been really smart about using both social media and traditional media to spread their message.
Yeah, platforms like Facebook and Twitter are gold for reaching a lot of people quickly and getting them involved.
It's about connecting directly with their base, sharing information, mobilizing supporters all in real time.
Our sources talk about their use of targeted campaigns with strong visuals and emotionally charged messages.
It's about making that emotional connection and getting people to share that content with their own networks.
It's like amplifying their message organically.
And the digital world gives them all this data analytics. They can see what's working, what's not, and fine-tune their approach on the fly.
It's a very data-driven approach to communication.
And they haven't abandoned traditional media.
Mm-hmm.
Either television and radio still provide a platform for them to reach a wider audience.
Right. It gives them more visibility and maybe even a certain level of legitimacy in the eyes of some.
Through interviews and discussions with key figures, they can present their perspectives on social issues to a much broader segment of the population.
So we've talked about the historical foundations, the legal wins, the electoral successes, the grassroots power, and the media savvy.
It's the combination of all of these things working together that has allowed them to reshape Texas politics.
Exactly. We're seeing real policy changes in education, for instance.
Right, with a focus on conservative viewpoints and things like school choice.
And on abortion, the Heartbeat Act is a prime example of their influence.
It shows their ability to translate their goals into legislation.
And in the realm of religious freedoms, we're seeing policies that let individuals or businesses deny services based on their beliefs.
So they're achieving concrete results in multiple areas.
And all of this is underpinned by those strong grassroots movements and the smart use of media to keep things moving and shape public opinion.
It's a multi-pronged approach that's proven very effective.
Now, of course, they're not operating in a vacuum. The Christian right in Texas faces opposition, right?
Oh, of course, there are groups who are pushing back against their agenda.
Our sources mention the growing secular population in Texas. People who often hold more progressive social views.
Right. And there are well-organized liberal groups like the Texas Freedom Network and Equality Texas who actively oppose the Christian rights platform.
They're working to counteract their influence through different means.
And you also have moderate Republicans and independent voters who may not be fully on board with everything the Christian right stands for.
Right. It's not a monolithic bloc. Even within the Republican Party, there are different viewpoints.
Exactly. And then you have academics and think tanks who are scrutinizing the Christian right's impact on public policy and secular governance.
So there's a lot of analysis and debate happening around their rise.
It's a topic that sparks a lot of discussion and generates different perspectives.
So looking ahead, what do our sources say about the future for the Christian right in Texas?
Well, it seems like a lot will depend on how the electorate evolves, especially among younger and more diverse populations.
Right. Their ability to connect with those demographics will be key.
They'll need to adapt their message and their strategies to resonate with those voters.
And upcoming elections at every level are going to be crucial.
Yeah, those will be major battlegrounds for influence.
It sounds like they'll keep focusing on voter mobilization, grassroots campaigns, building alliances.
It's about maintaining that momentum and adapting to the changing political landscape.
So the story of the Christian right in Texas is still being written.
Yeah, it's an evolving situation. And understanding these dynamics is essential for anyone who wants to grasp the future of Texas politics.
Absolutely. Okay, so to recap, we've seen that the Christian right's growth in Texas is a result of multiple factors.
Yeah, it's not just one thing. It's a combination of things.
Historical mobilization, strategic use of the legal system winning elections, strong grassroots organizing, effective use of media.
They've been playing the long game and they've been successful at it.
And understanding this complex interplay of factors is crucial for understanding Texas politics today and where it might be headed.
It gives you a framework for interpreting what's happening and anticipating what might come next.
So here's a final thought for you to ponder. Given all of this, the legal wins, the electoral power, the grassroots network, the media savvy, what could be the long-term effects on diversity and inclusivity in Texas?
That's a really important question to consider.
How will these forces shape the future of the state, its values, its policies?
It's a question that deserves further exploration and reflection.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope this has given you a better understanding of this important and evolving force in Texas politics.
It's a complex and fascinating topic, and one that will continue to shape the state for years to come.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.